This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli strikes across Gaza have killed at least 18 people as the United States says it would veto another draft UN ceasefire resolution. The U.S., Israel's top ally, instead hopes to broker a ceasefire agreement and hostage release with U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas. It envisions a wider resolution of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has pushed back, calling Hamas's demands delusional. Gaza and United Nations health officials say there's no power and not enough staff to keep the Nasser Hospital open in Khan Yunis, the second largest medical facility in the besieged enclave. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
What was Gaza's largest remaining functioning hospital went completely out of service on Sunday. Gaza's hospitals have been a focal point of Israel's four-month bombardment. Most have been put out of action by fighting and a lack of fuel. That's left the enclave's 2.3 million population without proper health care. Tens of thousands have been wounded by airstrikes. Many others suffer from chronic illness and, increasingly, starvation. Israel alleges that Hamas has been keeping weapons and hostages in medical facilities. Hamas has denied that its fighters use hospitals for cover.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Israel on Sunday formalized its opposition to what it called the unilateral recognition of Palestinian statehood and said any such agreement must be reached through direct negotiations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is VOA News. Many Russians took to the streets of cities globally following the news of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's death, including in Los Angeles, to honor the memory of the outspoken dissident and demand a proper investigation into his death. VOA's Robert Rafael reports.
Rally participants say they believe Navalny was eliminated as the head of the Russian opposition a month before the country's presidential election that would give Putin another 6 years in power. Protest organizer Antonina Zemlinskaya.
They wanted to destabilize the opposition, to paralyze us so we can't continue to agitate people not to vote for Putin, so we drop our hands so we can't continue fighting. Because for a lot of people, with Alexei went away the hope for a better Russia.
Navalny was serving a 19-year prison sentence when he was reported to be feeling sick after a walk on Friday, lost consciousness, and died, according to Russia's Federal Penitentiary Service. For VOA News, Robert Rafael.
A bipartisan delegation of U.S. senators has made an official visit to Hungary's capital to call on the nationalist government to immediately approve Sweden's request to join NATO. Hungary is the only one of NATO's 31 members not to have ratified Sweden's bid. The visiting senators announced they plan to submit a joint resolution to Congress condemning alleged democratic backsliding in Hungary and urging the government there to act on Sweden's NATO membership. No members of Hungary's government agreed to meet the senators. Friends and family say it's been a remarkable year for former U.S. President Jimmy Carter in hospice care. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
He turned 99 years old in October, and the Carter Center released this commemorative video.
Jimmy Carter, America's 39th president, a champion for peace, solar power pioneer.
His longtime sweetheart, Rosalind Carter, died in November, about 6 months after it was announced she had dementia, with a frail but determined Jimmy Carter attending her funeral. The Hospice Foundation of America says having the former president in the public eye in hospice has shed a new light on end-of-life care. The Carter family issued a statement saying it's pleased that last year's decision to enter hospice care has sparked so many family discussions across the country. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of demonstrators on Sunday are marching through cities in Mexico and abroad in what they call a March for Democracy. It comes ahead of elections June 2nd in the country. I'm Joe Ramsey.